Hi, this is Sean D'Souza from psychodactics.com, and today we're doing another episode in Gravity. Gravity that pulls you down and doesn't let your business get off the ground. Today we're going to speak to George Huang, and George is going to tell us a bit about how Gravity affected him. George is also a 5000 BC member. Tell us, where did you start? How did you start up in your business? Tell us a bit about your business to start with.
Well, the story really starts out with what I used to do, and I used to be a practicing board-certified plastic surgeon in the state of Washington. And I knew from that experience that it was no longer fun, and I needed to find a way out. And so I left. I retired from plastic surgery after practicing for 9 years. I left in 2003, and I didn't know what I was going to do next. But I knew I wanted to spend more time with my family. We had just had our second son born. He was 3 months old when I retired. And I started up a number of different entrepreneurial ventures, none of which worked. But they created a lot of debt. And so I knew I needed to apply strategy and structure and develop systems to market and promote myself and to hone in on really what I was really passionate about. What was I really here to contribute to the world? And I simply focused on that to really get myself on track in spite of the things that didn't work and created a lot of debt.
Okay, so how did you escape gravity?
I would say I became really clear about what I wanted to contribute, and I focused in on the people who I could most help, my target audience, and I applied the principles that I have learned from you, as well as from other mentors and people I've trained with, to growing my business. And initially, it all didn't work, so I threw it out the door, and I just broke every single rule that I knew, and just started going hog wild, telling people about what it is I had to offer. And I think in the passion, they could tell how passionate I was about the value that I provided. And within a couple weeks of doing my first workshop, a three-hour seminar, actually, I had seven clients, and I had created in that following month a six-figure revenue stream. And I say it was built on understanding the principles of building a successful business and bringing passion to it, and being willing to go outside of what I call the hard and fast rules, to use what works and produces results rather than what the books or what the mentors say.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about this seminar. How did you get these people in the room? Where did they come from, and why did they sign up?
Yeah, well, the story is I had 2 weeks to promote this workshop, and I actually canceled it for a day and a half because I wasn't sure that I could invite anybody to be there. I had spent 2 weeks before, I had spent a month before the workshop preparing the website, getting the room secured, planning the outline, and setting up the registration system. And by the time I was done with that, I had only 2 weeks to promote it. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but I figured out that if I had only one person show up and that person became a client, it would be a raving success. And so I put the seminar back on, not knowing who was going to show up. And what I ended up doing is I called probably about 50 to 75 people from my own list of people that I had called, or from my own database. And then I went out to different formal networking groups. And I would show up as a guest without joining. I'd show up as a guest, and I brought flyers for my event. And from simply doing that, I had 18 people pre-register. And by the way, this is a paid event, Sean. This is a $15 paid event, which broke the rules of what most seminar people say.
Did you say $15?
$15, yes.
Okay.
And I did that intentionally because I wanted to pre-qualify people. I only wanted people who had a commitment. And even though $15 is not much, it's more of a commitment than zero, more than free. And 18 people pre-registered, and I had 19 people show up to the event.
Okay.
And some of them had been invited the day before.
And they signed up for how much more?
Well, a number of them, I think about a third of the room signed up for my free business acceleration assessment, which is a 1.5 to 3 hour assessment of their business structure and the strategies that they're using. And from that, the next step after that is to become a coaching client, which at that time was $1,500 a month.
Okay. So how long did you start to really feel the, you know, that you were taking off, that the gravity wasn't getting such a hold on you? How long did it take?
I would say that probably by my third month, and at that point I had probably 9 or 10 clients, I had the sense that I was taking off. There was still that uncertainty, like, oh, is this real? Is this going to stay? Is this consistent? Are the clients going to stay? What I found is that I added on clients and that people started producing results, and I gained confidence when I had clients who produced record revenue months after working with me for only a month. In fact, I had one client who produced more revenue in the first 4 months of this year than he did the entire previous year. And that gave me the confidence to recognize and appreciate that, hey, I've done something here, and this, I'm here to stay.
Now, this confidence that you're talking about, how important was that confidence to you? How important do you think it is for other entrepreneurs?
I think it's critical. I think that for a period of time, I operated with shaky confidence because I was in uncharted territory. And I had a lot of knowledge, but I didn't have I had a lot of information knowledge, but I didn't have actual success knowledge that this was actually going to work. And I had to keep going based on faith and a belief in myself. And even when I lost confidence when things weren't working, I had to continually pull myself back up and pick myself up off the ground and say, hey, I'm going to continue going because I'm committed to something bigger than myself. I'm committed to making a lasting contribution that endures beyond my lifetime, and to help more people than I could help by doing a facelift or a tummy tuck one-on-one in plastic surgery. And I knew I had leverage in helping businesses to be more successful because I could touch their clients' lives even though I had never met them. So I think I got off track in terms of what your original question was.
No, just the confidence, you know,
Yes. I think it was important for me to actually acknowledge that I had accomplished something and I had produced results, because I'm the type of person who tends to underplay what I've actually done, even if people are there lauding me about it. But I think that the confidence continued to grow and does continue to grow as I continue to produce more results for my clients, and as clients have stayed on for a year or more, and they have shared with me the value that they've gotten out of working with me, and they've been grateful. So I think it plays a huge part in building a business.
Okay, so tell us, George, how do you get your customers now?
Yeah, from time to time, I will still do seminars. I don't do them. I used to do 1 to 2 seminars a month. Now I don't do that. Now I do one maybe every 3 or 4 months. And instead of me promoting the seminars, I now have other businesses promoting the seminars for me. And some of my more recent customers have come from word of mouth. And so that's simply by having been in business for now almost 20 months, that more and more people know me in the community. And I have also results to stand on in terms of what clients have actually produced. So when clients go out and talk about what they've done with me, they can give hard numbers.
Okay. Just to end off this interview on gravity, can you tell us what advice you have for other businesses just like yours?
Yeah, I would say it's to do the work and dig deep to get to the core of who you are as a human being, what your core values are, and how that translates into the principles that guide your life and guide your business, and to get really clear about what your ultimate purpose is in building your business? Like, ultimately, what are you out to accomplish that's so important to you that you're willing to risk money, risk the investment of your time and energy, and risk security of a job, of having, you know, someone else tell you what to do, to take those risks? And when you become really clear about what your purpose is, those risks become, like, not a big deal. And then from there, I say, create a vision for yourself that's bigger than yourself, that's so inspiring that it moves you. It brings tears to your eyes when you think about it, when you talk about it. And always remember to come back to that commitment when things get tough, because they do, and they will. And that's just part of the journey. And enjoy the journey.
Well, thank you for that, George. And that wraps up another episode of Gravity. Thank you for it, George.
My pleasure.
It's been great speaking to you.
Always a pleasure, Sean.
Bye-bye.
Bye.